Hi, this is Olivia.
And this is Robin, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoy the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I don't think it's been a minute this time. I feel like we always say it's been a minute. I think we've had a show recently, so we're doing better. But I have missed talking to you, Robin.
Same.
How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, for those of you who actually have followed and you know that Olivia and I used to work together, we work at different places now. So technically no longer coworkers, but always my work wife in my heart.
Always together. Exactly. So I think I stumbled upon just this beautiful article, wholesome news, and I just had to share. So I think we have to start the show with it, especially because in America, Thanksgiving is coming up as well. So just thinking of things to be grateful. And Robin doesn't know what I'm going to talk about, but I am going to share the article with her now so she could see pictures because it was just so cute. So the NYPD teamed up with this K-pop boy band, Big Ocean, that I feel like I've heard the name, but I didn't know that they are the first hard of hearing act.
Yeah.
Did you know about them?
Yeah, I did.
Aw, I can't believe I haven't heard about them or watched any of their songs. So we got to check them out. But anyways, they teamed up on Tuesday and they surprised students at St. Joseph's School for the Deaf to empower children living with hearing loss. It's just so sweet. And just some of the quotes from the guys. So Jisok, one of the members, it's a 3-member group, said, "We are so happy to see all of these kids who have the same type of disability we have. And I want them to see our performance and learn how to grow and pursue their dream, whatever they are dreaming now." And then Chan Yun also said, "We don't feel like our hearing disability is a disability or a handicap that's getting in the way of pursuing our dream. It is a characteristic that differentiates us from other people." And this was just, I don't know, I just had a big aw when I saw this. And I just love it, love it, love it so much. And I want to check them out.
This is so sweet. Yeah, I have the article up now. The one part, one little girl noticed Tanyan had a similar hearing device to hers and jumped up with a bright smile on her face. This is so nice.
This is very wholesome, right? So adorable. And I'm so happy that they did this.
Yeah, I haven't listened to any of their songs, but I did hear about them. I knew they were coming out.
That's just so amazing. K-pop is just, what's the word I'm looking for? They're just going above and beyond, pushing boundaries, right? You have this group, you have the AI Plave group that's doing really, really well and are some of my faves. It's just very inspirational. Like I said, anyone can do it. Anyone can follow their dream, right? So it's just go K-pop.
Yay. Oh, yay. I like that we're starting it off on a happy note because, of course, with some of the news stuff later, I'm the problem. I always bring the dark side of K-pop and all of the horribleness and bad things.
I'm here, oh my God, K-pop's doing great big things. And you're like, no, they're not. But okay, well, we'll move on to a few more wholesome good things. Mama happened this week. It started off in LA in the US. It was the first time it was in the US. I wish I could have gone. I feel like if I was younger, had more time, it would have been so much fun to be there and witness that. But now just being older and life goes, even the fact that I knew it was coming and then forgot it was happening on Thursday is you know what I mean? So much things happening in your life and you're just oh shit. Oh yeah, that happened, mama. But yeah, I think that's really cool that they came over here. But we have a few fun performances. I haven't checked it out yet and neither has Robin. We just picked a few that we wanted to see. So there was Katsai that performed. I just wanted to see how they did. I'm a fan of them. Big Bang made it back to the stage with just their 3 members, but I'm still very excited. And there's a new song. JYP did a whole ensemble with Anderson .Paak. I don't know if we'll get through the whole thing. Honestly, it would be good. It'd probably be entertaining. It's 15 minutes.
We can do it.
Of course he has 15 minutes. It's crazy. There's Isna. Am I saying their name wrong? Or is it Itna?
I think it's Isna. I don't know. They're the girl group that was formed out of Island 2. So Olivia didn't watch the show. She's going to be what the heck's going on? I'm excited. I'm going to be singing the songs.
Okay. Well, I'm curious when you said I'm gonna be like, what the heck is going on? And finally, we have Plave, who is that AI group who like doesn't perform. I mean, they perform live, but like they're never there physically. So I think it's very interesting. They recently had their own like concert as well, which I would be so interested if they came to go watch them, because it's like a whole different experience. Like you're basically just watching a screen, but I don't know. Robin's like, no, I would so drag you if they came here.
Oh
you,
my you're God. Coming with me. I would be like, what is happening?
No, you are coming with me. All right. So shall we get started with Cat's Eye?
Yes.
All right.
So that was cute.
That was very cute. I was so impressed. And the dance break was like amazing, insane with the splits. Like they were so on point, like very organized, choreographed. And the LA Rams in the back did so well, the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I really liked actually the having the LA Rams cheerleaders do the kind of the intro thing. And they did cute stuff with the pom-poms and spelled out Cat's Eye. And then they were essentially being like a huge group of backup dancers at the end of Touch. And it was, I was really into it as much as I kind of throw shade at Cat's Eye sometimes. But also the girl that I have the biggest beef with, Manon, was not there.
Yeah, I was just reading about it before, like when I was looking for the performance video, and it said she wasn't there because she like sit, you know, she had illness or something, you know, she was sick. But I'm just like, really? Like your big performance at MAMA, which is one of the biggest award shows, like how, like, maybe I'm being mean, you know, because I'm like, how sick are you, you know, that you couldn't just fucking take some Tylenol, let's go, girl, get on stage.
But truthfully, though, like leading up to that, I feel like you should be taking care of yourself, taking precautions, like wear a mask around, like do whatever you need to do, because MAMA is a big deal, like... Yeah. I don't know. And also that puts the other girls in a bad spot, because I'm sure they had to last minute figure out a formation for instead of six people being five, and they crushed it.
Well, you also told me how you didn't like her from the show, because you actually watched the show and she was always the one that was like, oh, like being lazy and stuff and like not joining into
things. Yeah, she was like, I didn't come to practice because I was sore and like whatever. So yeah, how sick are you?
Yeah, it just sounds like she's a big baby. Exactly. She's just a big baby. She's like, oh, I can't go on stage. It's like, girl, I don't know if she's going to last.
Yeah. I feel like missing that performance is probably not in her best interest. But whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Whatever. The girls did great. Moving on to my kings. VIP, I should go get my little light stick while I watch this. Oh, I didn't realize this is actually a long performance as well, because there's a bunch of songs. But I'm excited, so let's go listen to Big Bang.
Wait, is this all of... Okay. So it's going to be G-Dragon, but then the other guys join?
I mean, we could start watching it from home, sweet home.
I'll watch G-Dragon. I'm just making sure that my expectations will be met, that the other guys are going to show up.
Oh, yeah, they're going to show up.
All right.
Yes. Okay, let's go watch them. an album, do a tour, do something like 21. Like, and I'm still waiting on 21 to come here. But if Big Bang comes here, oh my God. Like, that brought back so much. I'm so sad that Top's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But I'll take what I can get. But that was a really strong ending. Like, in the beginning, so it started with GD doing Untitled and Power. And we were, like, kind of weirded out because it didn't seem like he was not really singing or even rapping that much at all. It was like, okay, like, we were getting a 5 out of 10, you know?
Yeah, and Untitled was just, like, a video
thing. Yeah, which was, like, the beginning so, for him yeah. to walk, which, like, whatever.
To get people yeah. hype. But, yeah, when he was doing Power, it's like he wasn't really rapping or even lip syncing or it was weird.
Yeah, but maybe it's because honestly, even in the music video, he doesn't do much.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's like following that or if he was conserving his energy for later, which might have been the case because he brought it later when his boys were on stage with him. I really like Home Sweet Home, which is a new one.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the three of them, but I just added it on Spotify and it was G-Dragon featuring Taeyang and Daesung. So it's still GD's song. So that's why I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I hope they do stuff together, though. I hope they, like, come out with an album. This would be the time.
Yeah. And I really did like that song. It sounded like classic Big Bang style. They're not trying to do anything, even though technically it's a GD song, quote unquote. Like, in my mind, that's Big Bang song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was still, I mean, yeah, all of Big Bang songs are GD. So GD coded. And then they did Bang Bang Bang, which I was, like, probably bleeding Robin's ears singing along, and fantastic ended with Fantastic Baby. But it was so good. I was so happy to see them, so proud of them.
It was really good. It felt very epic because apparently at MAMA everyone has like a MAMA light stick, so even people who didn't have the Big Bang, what is their thing called,
well we're VIPs. I don't know what their light stick is called, actually. That's
well, anyway,
a little embarrassed. I should know that. Let's see. Big Bang lights there.
Anyone who didn't have one, if they had the MAMA one, it was making it the green color. And then, like, they would do throughout, like, different, like, waves where it would change, like, red and green and all this stuff.
Yeah. That was, like, beautiful. The yellow wave. It's called a bang bong. So I could have guessed.
Is that yellow? It's not green.
Is it? Yeah. No, it's yellow. It's a yellow crown.
I'm colorblind, motherfucker. I mean, I'm not really, but
I will literally. I'll at the end of the show, I'll turn on my camera. No, you'll see it.
It is yellow, isn't it? Whatever. Anyway, don't come for me, guys. I thought it was green.
No, it's fine. All right. Speaking of epic performances, I guess we go to JYP now. Let's see how he's gonna wow us. I don't know how to like feel. I think I'm very like neutral. So we'll see. We'll see how he does.
All right.
I don't even know his songs, honestly.
I think I might know all of the songs that he's going to do.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We'll find out.
All right.
All right.
You go first, Robin. You go first.
Oh, I gotta bring the positivity. I don't hate JYP. He's corny as fuck. He's also like 53 years old. Let's let him have his moment. Like,
he's had a lot of moments, Robin. Okay, like, listen, I don't like hate him. I just don't get him and I don't get the hype. And like, I definitely see, like, in that era when he first started, like, the music. Like, I get the hype back then. I think he was, like, really great then. And I do get that he has done a lot. Like, I don't discredit him, what he's done for K-pop and the groups he's brought up. But I just feel always, I'm just like, it is your time to, like, step away. Like, you're not that great anymore. You're just not. Like, I don't get it. And it's like, why do you keep trying to, like, make it seem as if like you're this like living legend and you're like amazing. And it's always from his own words. Yeah. It's no one else like giving a speech saying he's amazing.
And when Olivia says make it seem like he's a living legend, there was this whole like lead up before his performance of this video of like JYP is missing, the living legend of K-pop. He's done all of these great things. And it was very, I mean, that part was kind of gross. Like, I can't imagine sitting in a room with that man planning that video and him like having creative control over that script of like how fucking epic and legendary he is.
Yeah, yeah, that was too much already. I'm just like, but also it's kind of like, it's like, I also expected it. You also kind of have to like surprise but not surprise, you know? It's like, oh yeah, of course you would say this about yourself. Of course you'd fucking have this skit. And he just feels like, I mean, I'll give it to him because he's on that stage. He's got that stage presence. Like, he's on that stage as if he's Beyonce, you know? But like, you're not, bro. Like, okay. But whatever. You know, he's doing him. He's collecting that money, you know? Can't be mad at that.
He also can't hit the high notes anymore. So there was a lot of, in the older songs that have high notes, it was very like whispery, like barely could even make it happen, which like, dude, just don't do that song then. If you can't sing it anymore, that's all well and good and fine. Our voices change as we age, and you should age gracefully and accept it, and maybe not try to sing the song if you're gonna have to whisper sing and struggle and like look kind of sad. It's not the vibe. Yeah. And I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it, and I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, I was done. Sorry, I was done like halfway. I was like, I am bored. Like, I can't wait for this to be over. But I sat through it. I listened to it. I gave him his views, you know.
We loved. We love to see another performance. So now we're going to check out Izna. So this is totally... Well,
thank God we didn't end with him.
Yeah, it would have been a sad note. So Izna is my pick because I'm going to let Olivia make us watch Plave, which I'm sure will be fine. But as I said before, Izna is the girl group that is about to debut that was formed from Island 2. So the first...
Oh, they haven't debuted yet?
No, I think it's any day now, though, so I might be misspeaking. Cool. But, and I was talking to Olivia about this before we started recording, they've been having a lot of drama around like being accused of plagiarism already with their album packaging and their photo cards and all this stuff. So they already have haters and drama and probably a little bit of mismanagement going into their debut. But I love the Island franchise, the first season, as it were, and Hypen came out of. And then when they did the girl season, I was excited to watch it. I watched every episode. So since I already know of these girls and their personalities, I'm excited to see what happens when they debut. So I'm excited to see their mama performance.
Yeah, I'm excited to check them out. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go. Right, so we watched Izna. They did a quick little, like literally quick medley of like a few of their songs, I guess, from the show. Robin was telling me. Yeah. It sounded kind of fun, but it was, I only got snippets of it, so it was hard to.
It wasn't even a medley necessarily. Like, I don't know. I get it.
It was like,
I get it.
What's faster than a medley?
a
snippet, a highlight.
Yeah. I don't know. I was underwhelmed, disappointed.
You seem lost for words.
Well, first off.
Yeah, it was not strong. It was not strong at all.
I kind of wish they'd done some of the songs from the show a little bit. And I get it. Like, you don't want to rehash the past because they're about to debut. So they wanted to do the two new songs. But the two new songs were honestly forgettable, I felt.
Yeah. Yeah,
very basic.
I found myself like, yeah, like the first one especially, Isna, was like, eh, like I really wasn't feeling it. Time Bomb started off like nicer. I was like, okay, this is a bit more like a melody to it, like a melody to it. It was, I don't know, it just sounded like softer, sweeter, nicer. But again, I was kind of like, okay, nothing was drawing me in. I wasn't hyped.
Yeah. And I even know who all of these girls are. I watch the show, spent hours. You know, those shows take hours and hours of your life away. So I'm pretty disappointed, to be honest. Pretty
Sorry.
bummed.
Again, good thing we didn't end with them because we got Plave next. And I don't think we're going to be disappointed by Plave. I'm counting on them.
All right.
Let's go check them
Let's
out.
go.
My boys did not disappoint me. I love them. What did you think?
I mean, to be honest, the song wasn't really my vibe.
Aww.
It was catchy enough, but I don't know, it's a little down tempo for me. They did Way for Love. I thought they were saying Wait for
I
Love,
know.
but
Wait for
Way.
Love doesn't make sense. Wait makes sense, but yeah, it's Wait for Love.
Okay. Well, it seemed like they sang live the entire song, and Olivia's telling me that they dance live too in their little suits to make the animated people dance, which
Yeah, I'm pretty
to
sure that's
me
what they do.
that seems like they're doing more than a lot of the quote unquote real life
Exactly.
groups.
Yeah, they were like dancing around, hopping around. You could totally tell they were live because you could hear like their breath in the microphone with like the other artists. I think there was a mix, right? Some people you could like tell when they were live, but there was definitely like background. Here, the background wasn't as like as loud, and you could clearly tell when the background was going versus them singing because it like was like louder and like got that mic sound.
Yeah. And the singing was good.
Yeah, they're really good. I was telling Robbie, I'm so curious what they look like. I wonder if like they look similar-ish to the characters they chose. Obviously, they're not like gonna be 100%, but it's like because it's okay. It's gonna be like a controversial comment, right? But it's either like okay, maybe they're not that good looking, but they have such great voices, and like that's why they're like doing this in the background, or they're just all about like, I want to be have a private life, like I can still be an idol and have this, but like no one knows who I am on the street, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I'm so curious about how this group was formed and everything, 'cause I wonder if like what company are they in? Do they have like an
Let me
agency?
see.
Like
Oh yeah, they definitely do. And like they go on like they have their own like award shows, and like they go, I just saw yesterday they were on show. I don't and
what?
I wonder how that happens because it looked like they were sitting next to her, but I don't know if they were sitting next to her in another room or if like she actually got to see their faces.
I mean, I'm sure that people in the industry have to see their faces.
Right? I don't know. So it's the company's called VLAST, or the label is called VLAST Vlast.
Okay.
But I don't know what company that is. But they're doing great. They had their first anniversary and fan concert earlier this year. Oh no, the first fan concert was in April in South Korea. I don't know. I'm so curious about them. I want to see what else they do. Apparently, their whole like thing is that they come from this planet called Asterum. So they're like,
Of course.
right, they're like these aliens. Because I was watching some of the show when they were talking to Hyoyeon, and they were sticking with it. Like they were talking about how like, oh, they don't like drink because they don't know what that is. Like they don't have that, but they have these like yogurt drinks that they drink on their V lives or whatever. But they were talking about it, and they're like, oh, but you get very red when you drink it. So it is like alcohol, but like, you know what I mean? It's like from their thing. And then when Hyoyeon was like, oh, so you came to Earth, and they're like, well, we call it Terra. So they came from Asterum to Terra. instead of
Lord. Okay.
That Robin's like, I'm done.
Whatever. I mean, whatever.
No, I don't. Come on. I need you to be as in love as I am.
I don't think I'm good.
No, I need you to. You don't understand.
Animated boys. Send me, how about you send me some songs that are more upbeat?
I'm going to just send you their website.
And their website is going to win me over.
Yes, you're going to spend some time getting to know the boys. And there's a bunch of YouTube videos there for you. And you could listen to them.
I feel like you're trying to bring me into a cult or something. Okay.
Maybe I am.
I'll check out the website later.
At least it's not like JYP's cult. Come on.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I love it.
All right. So that was our hot takes on the MAMA performances. Just have a couple of, per usual, I'm going to bring us down with some of the other news going on in the K-pop world. First, I mean, this is just something crazy that I never really thought about in terms of the environmental impact of K-pop albums and CDs. So as we know, when groups release albums, they release all kinds of different versions. You get different photo cards. So people buy a ton of albums for their favorite groups. But only 8% of South Koreans actually use physical albums to listen to music, which I'm surprised it's even 8%. But that was according to the Korea Creative Content Agency's 2024 white paper on the music industry. So while it's not uncommon for some fans to buy, you know, 10, 12, however many CDs to keep the photos, a lot of them will throw out the actual CDs. And even if they're not like throwing them out at the time, they're eventually going to waste, obviously. And people are using streaming platforms to listen to the music. So while the sort of marketing tactic of having the really cool packaging for the physical albums, all of the photo cards, it's really had an impact in South Korea in terms of the sales of physical albums, which has nearly tripled over 3 years to more than 119 million in 2023, according to the South Korean album sales tracker Circle chart. So that's been a major factor behind a 13% jump in global physical album revenues last year. And that's according to the Global Music Report by industry body IFPI. So essentially, long story short, the amount of plastic used by K-pop agencies has obviously increased, hitting about 800 metric tons in 2022.
Wow.
Which is a 14-fold increase from 2017. So when you think about it, like, as it's like this parallel path of the less people are actually listening to physical albums, while at the same time, like, they're being produced even more. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. So,
well, think about how much, like, when you have 5-member, 7-member, 9-member groups, and sometimes they'll do like different covers per person, and you might want to collect them all, or maybe collect a few of like your favorites from the group. Or I know sometimes they have like surprise photo cards, right? So like you might buy albums just to get the photo card that you want. I don't know if they still do that. I know they did it with Twice a lot.
They still do that.
Yeah, so obviously that like contributes to, obviously it's a great marketing tactic, right? Because they're doing it so that you buy these albums, and like, to the people that look at the data and the statistics, they just see album sales. They don't see that one person bought 50, you know, and how that kind of, I think that should be like, make it like irrelevant if one person buys so many. You shouldn't count 50 albums, but whatever. But yeah, it's such a waste.
Yeah, so it's been actually debated in Korean parliament in the environment and labor committee meetings, but obviously this practice shows no sign of ending. K-pop agencies instead are trying to emphasize the fact that they use recycled or eco-friendly materials, and they've begun issuing sustainability reports, which I actually am going to make it probably a really lame point in my spare time in my life to go find. I want to go see like the SM Entertainment and the JYP sustainability reports and see what they're putting in there.
Those publicly?
Oh, they should be public. Oh, nice. They usually are. So, yeah, I'm gonna see what's what, but
The little investigative reporting. You heard it here
yeah,
first.
because I know that we've talked about the fact that like this is a marketing tactic and yada yada. We've talked about it in other episodes, but I never really connected it to this environmental impact of just like all of the plastic waste and all of these CDs that no one's actually even like. And I do it myself, but I only buy one version of an album, and I'm very picky. I don't
Well,
buy
but
like it's
buying
got to be my
one, that's
fit.
fine, right? I don't think that's the
Yeah.
issue. That's like, okay, back in the day, like if you really want to buy an album, that's fine. But it's the like, honestly, I'm literally just looked behind me, and when Beyonce came out with the new song, Cowboy Carter, new song, new album, Jin bought like you could buy merch, right? And they had like these different shirts. So he bought these two different shirts, for me, and they came each with a little like different little album, right? It's something crazy, like it's like the old school little disc sets, but they had like different pictures of her. So she did that same thing, right? Like if you wanted to like
Yeah.
collect them all, you'd probably have to buy like 10. There was like so many different, you know, styles and stuff, but they're sitting there like covered. Like I don't even have a way to play the CD. You know what I mean? Like it's just become kind of like an art piece. I just have her face there, but it's such a
Yeah, and
waste.
I actually have a CD player, but have I ever put a K-pop CD in that CD player? Have I put a CD in that CD player in the past 5 years? No, I haven't. Like, so
There's like
whatever.
not like Spotify now. I mean, I wish like it is nostalgic. It's so nice to think about it. But with Spotify nowadays, I'm not gonna sit there and like pop a CD, take out a CD. Like if I want to play a song from here or a song from there, right? Like you're just gonna go to your Spotify, Apple, whatever, and just play whatever you want. You have playlists. Like there's just no point. And it's not like, as far as I know, it's not that it sounds like that much crisper or anything on a CD. Like
No.
vinyls I've heard, which I'm not like, I don't have the ear to know, but I've heard like with vinyls, you do get a different sound. Like I can see that. Okay, fine. That's like a niche thing. You want to hear it on a vinyl. Cool. But with a CD, it's like, why? Why would I go through the trouble of doing that?
Exactly.
So
Well,
they're saying they're doing anything about it, or was it just kind of like, oh, controversy?
I think it's just being talked about by different like advocacy groups and environmental agencies and things, but nothing's happening besides companies being like, hey, we use recycled plastic. Here's our sustainability report that Robin's gonna go track down and read like a loser. No.
I'm looking forward to it.
I was gonna say, speaking of losers, but I won't be so mean.
I mean, you're so
Minnie Jin, she won't go away.
boo.
So I don't even remember what we talked about last, but now she announced her resignation. She's the ex-Adore CEO now. She's not doing her creative director thing. Whatever. I'm gonna skip over that part. She's no longer involved with HYBE. She quit. She resigned. She peaced out. But now she is filing legal action against executives of BLIFT Lab, who is like the sub agency, I don't know what you call it, underneath HYBE that Eyelet is under. So she has lodged a criminal complaint targeting BLIFT Lab's CEO and several other executives. And in addition to the criminal case, she filed a civil lawsuit seeking 5 billion won, which is about 3.7 million US
That's a
dollars,
lot.
in damages. So she is still popping off over here. Like, she's going to drag people through so many legal procedures that are probably not completely valid. It is just a mess.
And we
I
and
don't.
I when this whole mess first started, we definitely made a comment, either me or you, that it's like she is gonna try to leave and bring New Jeans with her. And I think that's what they're trying to do, because even New Jeans is trying to like terminate their contracts now. But it's
Yeah.
so messy. I don't know. And I feel bad for them, and I feel very over it, honestly, too, though, because it's kind of like, okay, by the time you guys figure all this shit out, another year, a year and a half is gonna pass. Then you're gonna try to be set up in a whole new thing, maybe record some new songs. Like, so much time is gonna pass that I just feel like you're not gonna ride that wave anymore. There's gonna be other artists. And, like, good for them if they come back and come back stronger and great, but I just don't see it. And I'm just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, so. I don't see it either. I just see them wasting a lot of money and legal fees, and just, I don't know. It seems ridiculous. And then I think I mentioned in one of our previous episodes, we talked about Honey's workplace bullying accusation that she made against Hybe, saying the specific instance I feel that she called out in terms of bullying was that another group's manager said, don't talk to her or whatever when they walked by her in the hallway. Like, whatever stupid, like, seriously trivial and stupid ass thing that was. So that was ultimately dismissed, her kind of accusations, claims, whatever she was trying to get out of it. Because, not because it was, frankly, pretty fucking ridiculous, but because idols aren't covered by labor laws. They aren't classified as workers, so they don't get labor rights that, like, a traditional kind of worker or employee would get in the workplace.
It's like, I kind of get it in one end, because if you're trying... It would be good to have an example, right? Because it's like, yeah, they're not in a traditional workplace if you think about it like that. But then, like, what do, are they considered, like, independent contractors or something, right? Like, and I'm curious how artists in the US or the UK are seen, and or do they qualify for labor laws?
Well, in the US, I know that I don't think that musicians are necessarily covered by any sort of labor law because they don't have a union. So you know how actors have, like, SAG and all of that stuff. Yeah. So if you're in a union, you're protected more. So, like, the movie industry, for instance, like, all of the staff that work on that, they all have different, they're all unionized, right? So they get covered by different sort of labor protections, but musicians don't have a union, even in the US. So I think it's kind of along the same lines that they're not going to be protected by any sort of traditional, for lack of a better way to say it, labor laws. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. But
she tried.
And she tried.
What was she gonna get out of it, though? Like, what were you looking to get out of it? Like, I think more it created bad press for you.
I mean, it probably has to do with them trying to get out of their contract.
Okay.
I don't know. But as part of this, in a statement to Billboard, the government agency that was investigating this said, quote, given the content and nature of the management contract Honey signed, it is difficult to regard her as a worker under the Labor Standards Act, which involves working in a subordinate relationship for wages. So this kind of ties into the next really horrible thing that I'm going to bring up, because it's interesting that they say working in a subordinate relationship for wages, because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's how the entire K-pop industry is set up. But the fact that everyone is contracted in certain ways, it almost makes the what we know is a societal and, like, very real hierarchy appear flat because everyone's contracted in a similar manner. But we know that people definitely have power and control in situations. And there was a horrible article that came out about Made In, which I think you say it as Made In, but they're a group. I think I've seen a couple of their videos have popped up on my YouTube. But one of the girls was the victim of sexual assault from the company CEO while she was underage. I believe that she is 18 or 19 now, but this happened in the past when she was a minor. So in an episode of the JTBC show Scandal Supervisor, they were highlighting how a fifth-generation girl group member was a victim of sexual assault after she asked to leave the group. So the show played an audio statement that was recorded from this former, or from this current girl group member. I believe that she was at a different place at the time, and her voice was altered to protect her identity. Mm-hmm. But essentially, and I'll just read the unnamed female idol quote, and I'll preface it with a trigger warning for anybody who doesn't want to hear about uncomfortable sexual assault harassment of a minor. But, quote, I told him that it was my wish to leave the group after the round of activities we were doing. He asked if he granted my wish, would I also grant his wish? He wanted me to be his one-day girlfriend. He asked if he could kiss me, but then he grabbed me and forced me to kiss him. I kept my mouth shut, but he suddenly forced his tongue in and kept kissing me. He also licked my neck and ears. I was so focused on protecting, and it says in parentheses, down here. But he said to move my hands and kept touching me. He asked, can I touch your breasts and can I feel your butt just this one time? I said no, but he kept doing this for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
So horrible. And I'm not really sure what is happening with this now. And there's a lot more to this, too. The agency's legal counsel is saying, like, you know, nothing ever happened. It's true that the CEO had hugged her, but this cannot be considered sexual contact. Like, it's all so gross. And then there are some quotes from the members' parents. So one of them is, quote, you've been watching over our children with ulterior motives. Haven't you seen a lot of late night movies with female idol in brackets to protect identities? The CEO stated he only went to the movies with her once, but the parents continued on the offensive. So follow up quote from the members' parents. If they don't follow your orders, they're put at extreme disadvantages. From our point of view, this isn't a punishment. This is torture for our children. You realize that she's still a minor, right?
Oh my God.
Like, so sorry to bring us back to the dark and horrible side of K-pop that we all know exists. But yeah, I wanted to at least address that that news came out.
That's and sad.
That this is still, this is still happening all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because there is, young girls are not protected in that industry. And to the parents' point, like, you are put at such a disadvantage if you don't go along with what everybody is telling you to do. And especially when you're quite young, you don't know what's acceptable behavior, what you should be doing or shouldn't.
Right.
And if you're trusting adults, like, it's just messed up.
Yeah. And it's and they're going to this just to, like, follow their dream of being a K-pop idol, you know? They see all the glitz and glamour, and that's all they want. It's just an innocent, like, you know, dream and aspiration. And yet now they have this traumatic experience with it, and it's just so sad.
Yeah. So sorry. Because that was the last thing. That's the last thing we had to talk about, so now we're leaving on a bummer note.
I mean, there's always yin and yang, I guess, right? There's the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do one of your spinny wheel things.
Oh, do we want to try to bring it back and do one of my spinny wheel things?
Just finish it on a good note or something, you know?
Hold on, let me find that list, because you're supposed to pick numbers.
Yes,
is what,
yes. And you remove the ones we've done already.
I mean, I didn't remove them. I don't even know. Oh no, I wrote them down.
Okay.
All right, whatever. Pick a number between 1 and 30. I'll tell you if you already picked it. Okay, 22 is most iconic song.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Okay. Oh, I have two that, like, just popped into my mind. So,
okay.
Big Bang's Haru Haru. I feel like it was such a big moment back then, you know? So, I would say it's pretty iconic. And it still comes on and I'm like, da-da-da-da. Yeah, I can't even say the little, I'm going to be so off-key, so I'm not even going to try. And then Girls' Generation, Into the New World.
Oh, I was thinking Genie, Girls' Generation.
I feel like Into the New World was more iconic and big than Genie, and you still hear Into the New World now. Genie, not so much.
That leg move choreo, though,
yeah,
from Genie.
A lot,
it's pretty
a
iconic.
Lot of Girls' Generation stuff was pretty iconic, not gonna lie.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Of Girls' Generation. Was that the first
pretty
thing
much
that popped into your mind?
That, and obviously because we just watched the Mama performance, Fantastic Baby.
Okay. Yeah, Fantastic Baby is really big too. So
Oh, what about Sorry, Sorry, Super Junior?
it was, but I wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't popping to my head. Like, the things that I would say as iconic, like Wonder Girls would pop into my head. Nobody. No?
I think we have differing iconic views.
Well, we had some similar vibes. We both Big Bang and Girls' Generation.
I mean, because we came up with the
Yeah, that's true.
same generation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like maybe later on people would pick some BTS songs, which I'm sure are iconic too, but like it's like in my head, like that's what came up first.
Yeah.
But okay, see, we ended on a good note. That was a good
Yeah.
question.
I actually feel better.
We can go on about our days. Well,
Yeah.
as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Make sure to turn your notifications on Spotify by clicking the bell icon if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. And until next time, we're almost down to the new year.
Yep, we're gonna do our final two episodes that we need to do. One of them we'll talk about the kind of top songs for us in the year. Always exciting.
Lovely.
All
See
right.
ya.
Bye.